The innocence of the inner child, see, is always present no matter how old you are. And it will buy anything if you sell it correctly. It's the innocent child that watches the television ads and sends their money in to get this, that, or the other thing. That's going to change their life and make it better, and they could have gotten it cheaper than at Walmart's. But they feel they get a bargain, so everybody's gleeful and happy because getting a bargain is supposed to be of great value in this world. No. Some people take pride in how much they paid for a thing, and other people take pride in how little they paid for a thing. I paid $15 for this scarf. Oh, my God, you know. And then another person will say, I only paid $15 for this scarf. You see how the inflections and the nuances, and I hate to overuse the term framing, but how it's framed. It's either a great bargain and a wonderful victory, or it's a sign of poverty. You're not going to wear that one to church, are you? As a kid, I can remember my mother saying that to my sister. You're not going to wear that to church, are you? It has to be pressed. And but some people, their value is what their function is, the more thoughtful people. So if you picture yourself, your function is that of being a brawny sailor, and now you're too old to be hired to be a brawny sailor. Now your value as a hunk, a muscular hunk, seagoing muscular hunk is down. So if you view yourself as a hunk, then as you get older, as a sports figure, you can't sprint anymore and you can't bicycle anymore. So how you picture yourself, how you condense yourself into the image, so it's sort of a social stereotype. So how you categorize yourself socially now has either greater or lesser value. Crazy. If you win a sports event, you're more important. If you don't win a sports event, you're less important. So you have to define yourself as something other than your occupation and your earning capacity. Your worth can't be that you're president of so-and-so company and you make a salary of $150,000 a year, whatever. Your definition of who you are and your value to the world has to have multiple facets to it, not just your financial and not your job designation. There are places you can go when people see you show up, they all smile and feel happy, and they don't even know what you do. So, as I say, talking about the doorman, this doorman made everybody feel happy. Now, he wasn't important. He wasn't giving them money. He wasn't promoting them. So what did he radiate? He radiated the energy of love. So we calibrate the energy of love at 500 and over. So success to me is to be able to radiate that energy no matter what goes on in the world. Whether you're on the Titanic and it's going down, no matter what is happening in the world, if you radiate that energy of 500 and over, you are doing what you can to serve God and serve your fellow human being. To radiate joy, appreciation, I appreciate and value your existence is what you're saying to people.